Blog Talk Radio.
Sure I am that this day, now, we are the masters of our fate. That the task which has been set us is not above our strength. That its pangs and toils are not beyond our endurance. As long as we have faith in our cause and an unconquerable willpower, salvation will not be denied us. In the words of the psalmist, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Not all the tidings will be evil. On the contrary, mighty strokes of war have already been dealt against the enemy. Wounds have been inflicted, which have bitten deep and will fester and inflame. What kind of a people do they think we are? Is it possible they do not realize that we shall never cease to persevere against them until they have been taught a lesson which they and the world will never forget? Here we are, together, facing a group of mighty foes who seek our ruin. Here we are, together, defending all that to free men is dear. If we had taken common measures for our safety, this renewal of the curse need never have fallen upon us. Do we not owe it to ourselves, to our children, to tormented mankind, to make sure that these catastrophes do not engulf us? It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice, and in peace.
Show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League Radio Show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, my wingman and my panelist this evening is our very own Mr. Dave Agador Milner. But as we usually do, I'll just start the beginning of the show. I'm going to read the script for the show. So, of course, we've titled it tonight, English Defence League Radio Show, Final Showdown, Parliament Square, the 29th of March. I'll go on to say, welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, that's me, Jeff Spider Mitchell. And this evening's panelists are Jan, the Tornado Rennie, and Dave Agadon-Milne. Unfortunately, Jan can't be with us, can't join us this evening. She's on an assignment. Tonight, we're standing by for tomorrow's massive Brexit betrayal demonstration. Expectation of what unfolds on the day. It's time. Brexiteers, to show these political parasites we are not going to put up with this tyranny. We voted out as the 17.5 million who said leave. This is the worst constitutional crisis in our lifetimes. But we will prevail no matter what the dirty tricks they pull. We won't be fooled again, like in the tune, ladies and gentlemen. It's strange. Anyway, foot soldiers, angels, Brexiteers, global patriots and supporters of the our resistance. This is your platform. I just see that bit there, Dave. Cheers, pal. This is your platform and your voice. So please call in. Let us know what you think about this tyrannical crap that's going on. No surrender ever. But let me conclude with this, a fine gentleman said, I'm going to use two things that two fine gentlemen, absolutely awesome gentlemen, said at the time. I heard this today, actually. I was listening on Fox today, and I heard this. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And of course, that was by the late, great Edmund Burke. I also go on to say, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. I also go on to say, we stand with Israel. And without further ado, I'd like to bring in my colleague, my dear friend, my wingman, Mr. Dave Agadon-Milne. Are you ready for tonight's show, pal?
Jeff, good evening to you. Good evening to everybody in the UK, and good afternoon to everybody in the United States, and hello to everybody around the world and off Earth. Of course, yes, we have got a big, big show planned today. And the strange thing, guys, is that we really only had one story, and we're only going to just touch on that just a bit, just because this Brexit showdown is so, as Jeff says, so massive on so many levels. You know, I mean, first of all, it's historically massive for the world. Because this is a nation's attempt, a people's attempt, not the politicians, the people's attempt to free themselves from a super state. And for the first time in the modern era, there have been other times in history, but this is the first time this has happened in our lifetimes. And that in itself lends huge historical marks. And I have a thing here, Jeff, that Tommy Robinson sent out. I want to read it, if you don't mind. All right?
Certainly can. Thank you. This
here has to do with what's going to happen tomorrow. All right. This is from Tommy Robinson. Make Brexit Happen Rally, 29th March 2019. Whitehall, London. If you haven't already been informed, this is an invite. So you guys get an invite from Tommy Robinson. Hey, that's cool. To join me at the Make Brexit Happen rally this Friday, 29th March 2019, from 3 p.m. at Whitehall, London. This event is being held by UKIP with myself and TR.News, proud to be able to be sponsoring in order to bring a platform to the masses who are being betrayed by our own government, as Jeff just said. And by the way, as I scroll down, guys, be advised that if you look on our show page, all right, you will see the link to tr.news in there. Okay. Okay, and that's a good news source, by the way, guys. They've it's really a place that has stepped up its game. That's from a news consumer perspective. I've been doing this for a while. Now to continue, demonstrations will be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm gonna scroll down just a touch more here because I've got this in an email. We want to try and get all of this here, guys. All right, Brexit betrayal is here. We were supposed to leave the European Union at 11 p.m. on March 29, just as Jeff says, guys. But Theresa May and her traitorous Tories have taken that away from us. She is now pushing for her surrender document to be accepted with a delay until May 23rd, or if rejected, the delay will be pushed to April the 12th. If Parliament does not agree to a deal by this date, then the UK will have to host European Parliament elections. Excuse me, guys. There will be a number of guest speakers on the day, including UKIP leader Gerard Batten, myself, and other prominent Brexiteers. Hopefully we'll see our favorite Jeff. there will be a large stage, 50-foot screen, and a sound system loud enough that Mrs. May will be able to hear every single word in 10 Downing Street. So come down to Whitehall on the afternoon of Friday, March the 29th, and send a message to the political establishment that the 17.4 million will not accept the Brexit betrayal. I'm going to scroll down a bit more, guys, because there seems to be a bit more here. All right. And just take just a second here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Join us at Whitehall on Friday, March 29, and make Brexit happen. Remember, only you, the people, make this possible. Together we stand. Thank you. From Tommy. Okay, so there you are, guys.
There you go. I think that says it. We the people. It's not we, the politicians, then the people. It's we the people. If it wasn't the people, they wouldn't be in them positions as they are. Correct, Dave? So,
yeah.
I liked every word that Tommy said, as usual. It's good, and it's good to see that everything's been put in motion. I do believe it's going to exceed all what we expected, Dave. You know, it's just, you know, I'm not going to even try to think of what numbers we might expect. It's just so hard because people are so passionate about what's gone on, Dave. So we could see record numbers of people. You know, maybe it's just high expectation, but I think it's more than that. I do believe it's a time that people think, they look at their kids and say, I've got to do it for these kids. It's their future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? You tend to look at things more in a cold light of day and look at what the future may hold for your kids. So you've got to do, it's like we all do, the best for your children and your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. You've got to make the stand,
mm-hmm.
and it could be that we see record numbers. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just the buzz that we often talk about, the buzz. It just feels that this is something, I don't know, there's that feeling you get in your stomach, you know. It's just hard to put the words, you know, to actually... to project exactly the words, isn't it, sometimes, Dave? You know, you...
oh, yeah, yeah.
Was that an interesting little message? Was that Dave? I missed that message there.
Well, you know, that was kind of strange. I'm going to send you one right now. There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, and one of the things that I think people have to watch out for is going to be for local police, for police on the local level to try and stop people from getting to the demonstration. We've seen this many times before with EDL demonstrations and freedom of speech demonstrations. Anything where patriots gather, we're seeing the police now acting to try and reduce the numbers by keeping people from getting on trains, keeping people from getting on buses, what you guys call coaches, and things of that nature. You know, so we're gonna have to watch out for that. I don't know, man. You know, not being over there, I don't know the people's situations vis-a-vis travel. But it might possibly be a good idea to try and get as much personal transportation as you can to get there, because that might be harder for the police to stop. You know, but whatever, Jeff. I think the numbers are going to be massive. You really do. Now, brother, I'm going to go ahead. We discussed this, people, beforehand, okay? Because we discussed it actually yesterday. This next story that I'm gonna read a bit of. I'm
gonna
read the whole thing.
See, I've just put it in the in the chat room. Yes, I think it's only right we did discuss what actually happened. I think this happened yesterday. This comes from the Daily Mail, doesn't it, Dave? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it comes off the mail. This was from they've updated it today. So yeah, I mean. Now, and guys, like I said, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this because we don't advocate violence, okay? And we want to make that absolutely clear. The EDL does not advocate violence. Brexiteers don't advocate violence. The violence is being perpetrated against the Brexiteers, and usually happens to the EDL, and against patriots all over the world, including my country, the United States. You know, just wearing a Make America Great Again hack and get you punched in the face. We know this, if nothing else, just from various cases all around my country. And so, you know, we do not advocate the violence, but this does have to. We should cover this, and because I think it is an example, Jeff, of political privilege. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read this headline, and this is from the Mail. It says police arrest a man, age 40, and a woman, age 33, over a menacing crossbow tweet sent to five Remainer MPs. I keep on wanting to call them Remainers, with message: "We are ready for civil war. Are you?" All right, I'm going to just read the bullet points, Jeff, then you and I can kind of discuss this here. Bullet point one, the Sheffield and Yorkshire Direct Action Brexit Group sent a tweet to MPs. I'm not sure that, honestly, that would be completely accurate, Jeff, but, you know, as far as an organization goes, I think this might have just been an act of individuals. But I'm going to read point two here. Among the MPs named in the tweet were well-known Nazi Anna Suberry. Oh, sorry, I put that well-known Nazi thing in there. It wasn't in the story. And Chuka Umunna. All right. Now the next, the third bullet point. All right. The MPs were tagged in the message, which included a photo of a crossbow, and that's actually in our slides, guys, so you can see the photo of the crossbow. The message to the MPs stated, "We are ready for civil war, .. Are you?" And that's that. If you guys want to go looking for that story, you can find it. We're not going to spend a hell of a lot of time on it tonight because, again, this isn't us. This isn't us. This isn't Brexiteers. So, Jeff, what do you think, brother?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, as you was reading it, I just thought to myself, you know, you're making a statement. Okay, maybe it weren't the right thing to do to to put a crossbow in the picture, the tweet, whatever you do. And it's probably the worst thing you can do to tweet anybody anyway, because I don't do it. I just think it's so easy to get yourselves in trouble. And unfortunately, people with, you know, whether it's just, to make a statement, we're ready for civil war, it's quite obvious that they feel so strongly about the situation, and they're just pointing a finger at them. Okay, maybe a picture of a crossbow, maybe in hindsight, they should have left that out, because unfortunately, I don't know how the law stands, what it says. They said that about communication, you know, doing something against communications, you know, the law against the Communications Act, Dave. You know, which basically, if right, I mean, it is normally a fine, Dave. A fine, but unfortunately, because they're Brexiteers, you know, they could be possibly facing prison. I don't know. It depends who you have on the day. But, you know, as I say, of course, we, you know, the idea, we've always, you know, spoke out against, you know, violence of sorts. It just doesn't achieve anything, but maybe it wasn't meant in that way, and maybe it was, you know, like we're looking at it a different way than what the authorities are looking at it, aren't we, Dave?
Right,
you can say things and be angry when you say them, but, you know, when you sit back and you look at what you've just done, you think, oh, God, I'm in trouble. Because I know I would. If I'd done something like that myself, I know I'm going to be having a knock on my door. Do you know? Just how bad it is there, you know, whatever you say.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know you or know me as being EDL and who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Me making statements like that is really is bad. Like anybody, I mean, you don't hear. The thing about it is all they said that Tommy Robbins said this or that, making violent things about Muslims. And that is totally unfounded and untrue.
Yeah.
And it would never stand up in court. How can you, when it's untrue, when it's fake news, who are bringing that to the forefront, isn't it? But, yeah, at the same time, you know, I don't condone anybody to do that over Twitter. Really, truthfully, guys, there's other ways that you can get your message across without, both of you, I think it was a gentleman and a lady that's ended up in trouble over it. But I do wish him well, you know, and I do know it wasn't. It sounds that bad when he's really out in their newspapers. It always looks bad. They're always going to try to make us look bad. It's nothing
absolutely.
New, is it, Dave?
Yeah.
You know, but unfortunate thing, Dave, is. You should have left the crossbow out, pal. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. You know, it's silly.
It draws
attention. So, and you're going to get a knock on your door, because that's the way they are these days. They want anybody that speaks out and speaks out against their policy, even their policy. You know, I see a guy getting turfed away, talking to Anna Subra, you know, the Nazi.
Right, yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, I was going to bring that point up, Jeff. Go on. Go on, brother.
You go ahead, Dave, because, you know, I see it.
I think we both saw the same video. I mean, this is in London, and, you know, this was the fellow that, you know, had already been on the trial. Jeff told you guys what happened to him. Fortunately, he didn't go to prison. Here you have Sadiq Khan saying, oh, well, we can't free up more policemen for all these knife crimes and all of these acid attacks and all that stuff because we have to go after all these offensive tweets. Yeah, but he can free up, he can make sure that a dozen cops are freed up. This was ridiculous, guys. Okay, let me give you a little
background. Well, it's because they're MCs, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
It's because they're the upper class and they can afford the extra funds to make sure that they're okay.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's just the way it is. And, and unfortunately, the night crimes around London and around the UK, more deaths, Dave. There's more deaths. Another lad was murdered today. One was murdered yesterday. Or there's about six in one within a couple of hours. Yesterday, there's about six stabbings. A 15-year-old and, you know, in the early 20s, it was about six yesterday, and today I've seen a guy or a kid being knifed to death. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And he tries to tell the world this is the safest place. Where does he think he's bloody living?
It's the safest place for him.
What a wanker. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a tune. He's a wanker. He's a wanker. He is.
Yeah.
He's a horrible piece of work. He's probably the worst. And we've had a few badders in our time, but he takes the biscuit. When you talk about the situation, you know he does, ladies and gentlemen, he rolls his eyes. He's bored, because that's what he's about. And we should look into his past. We should look into some of his family. I mean, there's a lot of dodgy crap about this person. You know, he's been involved with this group, that group. I mean, you know what I mean, guys? It'll come out in a not-too-distant future. You wait and see. The trouble with them, especially him, is that the power thing goes to the red and he totally loses the plot. And we see that the other day. One of these peers that they had ended up in court being sexually grooming young kids in Rotherham. They tried to cover it up. They made him a Lord Peer. Imagine it. But he's facing trial, you know. He's facing trial with him and three others. The case went back, I think, quite a few years, Dave, but they got the bastard for it anyway. That's why I look at it, just make sure that, you know, he serves out what he should. And if he's been a murder bear, then he should have it taken away from him. But that's the way I look at it. Unfortunately, they do tend to put idiots, give them some OBEs and things like that. Oh, what a load of... You know, that's what we need to get shot of them all, Dave, you know. We need the people to run the country. This is, you know, for the people. These are not for us. These are for the globalists and the elitists set out there. It's not for the normal people. We've suffered too much over the years. It's all us that got to suffer. And them in their ivory towers complaining because we're moaning about what's going on in our neighbourhoods with girls being groomed. Well, we're not getting these problems. Of course you're not, because you've got bloody great gates up there. You've got a gated community, you wankers. No wonder it don't, Dave. I'm really swearing tonight. Dear, oh dear. Dave, we'll have to get an EDL swear box or something, I mean, aren't we?
Jeff, if we got one of those, you'd be in the poorhouse. No, okay. I'm going to pull this back.
I'm in the poorhouse already, Dave. Don't matter.
Yeah, but there you go. Well, I want to pull this back a little bit, Jeff, because I don't think that some people in some other countries may quite get what we're talking about with the Anna Subaru thing and the whole political class privilege thing. And you enumerated some of it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, some time ago, and I believe she was talking about Brexiteers, Anna Subaru called them all fascists. Okay, and she did this on the air. You can probably find this on YouTube, guys. She called them fascists. Now, and then she got upset because someone else called her a Nazi. Now, the video...
She cries. She says, I can't go home. I've got death threats against me. Oh, dear. How dare she call people... Not as fascists.
Okay.
She should look towards the left. That's who the fascists are. Stupid cow. Isn't it, Dave?
Stuck-up
old bitch. Because that's what she is, Dave. Well, toppy-nosed bitch.
Well, that's true, Jeff. But the video that Jeff and I are talking about was of a dozen cops All right. In London, where there supposedly is a shortage of police, a dozen cops and a police van scooping up a guy who called Anna Soubry, publicly called her a Nazi. And they put him on trial for that. So it's okay for Anna Soubry to call Brexiteers fascists, but it's not okay for a citizen of the United Kingdom to call her a Nazi. Apparently, that's an arrestable criminal offense for which he had to pay a fine. And right now, I believe, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, he's on probation for that as well. But Anna Soubry, nothing. Not a thing.
Well,
she made a statement, and this
had nothing to do with parliamentary privilege, because she said it within the walls of Parliament. This was said on a TV show somewhere. That's where she said it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It wasn't, on parliamentary grounds that she could say, "Oh, well, can I plead my parliamentary privilege and."
Right.
And the speaker says, of course you can, oh yes you can, that's what they're bloody like. But she didn't, and I do believe people should club together and go to the police station together and decide they want to make they want to make a statement which she said, and how offended and how upset, and how it sort of messes you up, because if a Muslim said anything, if people said that Muslim, the police would be all over it. I mean, if it's people that's upset,
oh,
you like
see
myself,
helicopters,
anybody else,
SWAT teams and everything else, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but of course, haven't we got the same type of a privilege as normal, the what happens to the Muslims? Why can't we make a big complaint from the people that she called? There's 17.5 million of us Brexiteers, Dave, plus other people, that supports us across the world. So she's calling everybody who voted Brexit Nazis or fascists, whatever she called them.
Fascists
fascist,
what
fascist,
she said. Yeah, fascists. Yeah.
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 Well, it's quite obvious. 17.5 million people. You must have been alarmed and distressed, and I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, I know there's not 17.5 million of you, but pass that along. Go to your local police station and make a complaint. Or maybe go in groups of people. Make a complaint and make them investigate it. Because it's a crime. What she said is a crime against the people. She thinks she's above the people, then she's wrong. Even though they might try to protect her, in the eyes of the law, she's still got to walk the same path as the commoner. That's it, Dave. That's the way that the law should be.
Well, and Jeff,
that's who you are.
Yeah, as you said yourself, she should have been the doc. She should have been in the dock, the same as that gentleman who called her a Nazi. It's again, we're seeing the same thing here in the United States. The same thing is going on in France. Pick the country of your choice, and the same thing goes on. These people think they're better than us, as you said, and they expect to be treated better than us. Over here in the United States, Jeff, now this has nothing to do with Brexit, but we had the Jussie Smollett case. What did this guy get?
He thinks he's just going to be laughing at everybody. And I'll tell you what, the prosecution, there's a lot coming down her way, Dave. This has been handed over. If you've got your president talking about it, this is bad stuff, mate, for her. For the prosecutor, because she's been indiligent, or whatever the word is, Dave. She's got it wrong, and she needs to play the piper, doesn't she, pal?
Well, look, this is another example of it, Jeff. I mean, Valerie Jarrett, who is one of the evil henchmen behind Blobama, there's rumors that there was communication with her. And it's like, okay, this
is supposed
to be... Yeah,
that's right, that as well. I've been following, I've been following it very closely.
This is supposed to be a local case, in Chicago, All right. For the state of Illinois, you know, there was no need for that communication whatsoever, yet it happened. And again, this is political privilege. And it's the same with Brexit, Jeff. These people are still playing their games and ignoring the people. They don't care what the people have to say.
It's a very similar type of a story, isn't it, Dave? I mean, James Goddard is the one that actually was the first to confront her, and he had a visit by the police, and I know he's had to face the court for him actually confronting her, and they've put it back, for a couple of months or so, or a few months, wherever it is, Dave. But he's only allowed in certain parts of London or different areas. They've given a map where he can go and where he can't go. So it's so wrong.
Yeah,
maybe
she should have had
the same type of map, shouldn't she?
Yeah, let's restrict Anna Soubry's travel, okay?
I tell you what, the rest of her life now, she's going to regret the day. She's going to regret that day that she actually pointed a finger at Brexiteers and called them fascists. And she's going to regret it. I don't believe in sending people death threats. I think it's wrong, but what do you expect? People were pissed off. How dare you? You know, people could have fought in these bloody wars to protect people like you, Sandwich bloody did, and died. But, you know, because she thinks that she's never going to, I'll tell you what, the rest of her life, Dave, don't matter how she thinks she's forgot it, there'd be someone along the lines who'll say, I don't remember what you said about me. What do you mean? We called me a fascist. I'm a Brexiteer. Oh. And there might not be any police there, so we might be able to really have a go at them. No, nothing violent, but put her through the mill. I mean, you know, Dave, if it was someone called you an Nazi, I'm sure you, it doesn't even have to come to violent blows, does it? You know, you say, hey, what's your problem, pal? Just explain yourself. How am I a fascist? How am I a fascist?
Tell me how
a Brexiteer is a fascist. Explain yourself. And I wouldn't let them go until they actually explained themselves. And if I didn't get the right response, they would then get a clip around the ear, Dave. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, man, you know, she calls Brexiteers fascists. You look at the EU, and you look at their rules. Now, we played in a previous show Ezra Levant's account of what happened with Tommy Robinson. Okay, and the code that horrible cop tried to impose on Tommy Robinson was an EU code. It was under the EU rules. If that isn't fascism, what is? Okay, if restricting free speech isn't fascism, I don't know what is. If arresting patriots and leaving Mohammedans alone for the same crimes isn't fascism, I don't know what is. Okay, and this Anna Soubry and all her labor buddies, you know, with Jeremy Corbyn there at the top. Well, he may be at the top right now. They're fighting like cats inside a trash can at this point. They're all the same when it comes to this sort of thing. They're calling other people fascists, and yet they're backing fascism themselves. And look at the Macron in France. Okay. This guy just makes, makes me
I've
very
seen
angry.
Some really,
you know,
I've
I mean, yeah.
seen some really nasty things that has happened to people that's protesting against this scumbag. I've seen
it really makes me angry.
The violence that's used against a woman of 73, Dave, she had the most terrible injuries. They're firing point blank whatever those things
rubber
are,
bullets
straight in their faces. They're not aiming,
yeah,
at their legs or anything. They're aiming straight at people's faces. They're really trying to cause mass injuries to the people. And as what we'll see is the people won't going to put up with that, especially when you know a 73-year-old lady has been attacked. And Macron said, well, she shouldn't have been there. Didn't offer no sympathy. I don't think that's the way he said it.
He doesn't have any sympathy, Jeff.
Macron, and an elitist sneering at an old lady who got hit in the face or got battered whoever it was. It was in the paper I see the video.
Well, of course. Look at what the guy said. You know, the guy said, Jeff, you know, he said of people who backed Marine Le Pen, he said, oh, you know, they're a bunch of cowards. And I can't help but think to myself,
they're not cowards. They're on the street. And he told the police, and he comes down to shoot them. That's how scared they are. That's cowards standing up against, people who's got guns and that, standing there with their own bodies, going to take a bullet in their body. That's how cowardly they are. How dare he? How dare... Oh, Dave, these people, don't they make you angry, pal?
They do. My point, though, is, nice talk from a guy who's standing behind armed guards, okay, that won't even get out on the street, probably because he thinks everybody out on the street is beneath him. You know, but, it's the same as Anna Soubry and all these other people. When they're behind, as President Trump said, you know, when they're behind their gates and their guards, they exhibit this real tough talk and all this stuff, okay, because they know they can, because they're not a part of the people. They're separate from the people. And,
this guy's
a complete coward.
It goes a little bit. What happened when he met your president? There was something that people really noticed about him. He made this sign. I don't know if it represents, a satanic sign or whatever, but he tried to have your president try to hold his hand up with this sign, and your president didn't want nothing to do with it. He knew what your president knows what's going on, Dave. He tried to put... It was like a satanic sign that they use. I don't know what it is, but it was spoke about. That he used his sign, and everybody was going mad about it at the time. Do you remember, Dave?
It was a satanic sign he was using,
wasn't it, I'm saying? Or the Masonic sign, or something like that. It's not a good sign. It's an evil sign, isn't it? I can't remember exactly
anything this guy does is evil, Jeff. You know, you know what, man? It's just about time for a show break, if you want to. That now we have a short tune to play. I'm going to play two tunes, Jeff, because this first one is pretty short, but it's one you wanted, okay? So we're going to play this
one
first.
You're a good man.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, we're going to play this one first, and then I'll find something else to play, you know. But this one here is one that Jeff requested, and Jeff, if you want to call back in now, we'll do this. Then we'll come back, and we do have some other things that we'll cover through. I'm just going to go basically Brexit coverage and stuff like that, just to kind of show some of the shenanigans these people are getting up to and everything, because this is the point, guys. This is the point. This is the time when that history looks at. And it's very important. So Jeff's going to call back in. I'm going to start with this short tune. It's about a minute and a half. So Jeff, call back in when you want, and we'll begin this. Everybody, stay tuned for the second half of the English Defense League radio show. We'll do two tunes, and here's the first one. Thank you. All right, guys, that was the first tune here. And I've got one other for us here. And I'm going to get that up right now. There we go. And I think, well, you know, what can I say, guys? But, you know, this one is, well, this is one that I particularly like myself. And, hey, I think it's very appropriate. This is going to be for the activities that they're going to be tomorrow. So here you go, guys. Check this out, and then we'll hit the second half of the English Defense League radio show. The people have really had enough, man. You know, that's the thing. Now, I'm gonna give you a thing that's just from the Daily Mail. This is just a little taste, and you don't have a lot of patience for this, Jeff, and frankly, I don't think the people do either. But this is the kind of nonsense, and this is for everybody, this is the kind of nonsense that the people of the United Kingdom are having to put up with. Instead of just taking about maybe a year to hammer out, you know, a nice separation from the EU, you know, reset to zero the way it was, nice and simple, no problems, no deals, none of that mess. It's come down to this garbage, man. It's horrible. This was you know, updated today, all right, and it's from the Mail. And just get a load of this headline. I'll read the bullet points, then we'll do a little bit of talking. Theresa May will hold a vote on her deal on Brexit Day. Even they're calling it Brexit Day, Jeff. I find that interesting. Tomorrow, okay, after Merkel, that's their speaker, caves in following a confrontation with the PM's deputy and attorney general, but does she have any chance of winning? And, you know, of course, Jeff, I know that you and the real people of the United Kingdom are going, well, who cares, because we're leaving anyway. But I'll read the bullet points, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. John Bercow, you see, tonight, I'm guessing that meant last night, gave permission for Theresa May to call a vote on its Brexit divorce deal, tomorrow being Friday. Next bullet point. He gave the green light after the government, forward only the divorce and not the future framework paper. Now, that's interesting. So they're only going to vote on part of it. It means the vote at 2:30 p.m. on Friday falls short of a full-blown meaningful vote to approve the Brexit deal. So it's really not even going to be, it's going to be yet another waste of time, people. Next bullet point. But victory for May would keep alive the prospect of Britain leaving the EU on May the 22nd, subject to more votes. What a crock. Next one. The latest round of Commons procedure wrangling comes after May's promise to quit to get the deal through. That, and I'll have something to say about that anyway. Next one. The Tory leadership race is in full swing today, with candidates including Boris Johnson out on maneuvers. And you can stay on your bike too, Boris, by the way. But anyway, okay, I'll read the next one. This is the last bullet point, Jeff. Despite the promise, May's hopes look bleak, with the DUP still set against it and Labour vowing to vote no. So that's the sort of nonsense, everybody who is not in the UK, that the people in the UK are having to put up with. You know, it's almost as if these people think this is some kind of a game, all right?
It's them having fun, the Jolly Boys Club having fun, Dave. Not to us, not for the real people. These are plastic people. And, you know, whatever they say, whatever they do, we're still leaving. Tomorrow's our leaving day. This is about liberation. Whether they fucking like it or not, Dave, it's our day. We, you know, Liberation Day, the 29th, whether they say there's backstops, this and all, it's cobblers. Out means out. And you will soon see tomorrow what we're saying, Theresa May and all your cronies. There, you're gone anyway. And my goodness, mate, how embarrassing. How embarrassing. Politicians, what you've done to this country. The world is laughing at you and all those idiots in there who people used to respect. There's no respect whatsoever. And we don't forget, I don't forget, at the what you and your parliament, what you've done, you and... certain secret service people, what you did to try to sabotage the president, the sitting president. I'd say if it is. We know what you've been up to. We've seen the information. We know what you've been doing. It's disgusting. Our best friends in the bloody world, and you do that. What do you think I'm done with politics, Dave? Why do you think I don't listen to that lot? The traitors.
Jeff, I have breaking news. Otherwise I wouldn't interrupt you. Sorry. I'm just posting this now, and I will read it out. This was I went back to the mail looking for Brexit stuff, but this police are surrounding a mosque in central London after a man was stabbed to death. Another stabbing, Jeff, on a nearby road, and the attackers fled towards, as they call it, the place of worship. Now I'm going to read the bullet points. This is all we have right now, guys, because this is breaking news, and then we'll get back to Brexit, okay? Metropolitan Police were called. Were called to the scene in Westminster, London, at 6:15 p.m. The stabbing took place near the London Central Mosque, but but was not terror related. Now here's the last one.
So he runs into a mosque, eh?
But it wasn't terror related, Jeff. Okay, photos from the scene show police cordon near the mosque where the suspects fled. Okay, so yeah, if it's not terror related, why did they run into a mosque? Okay, this is one of the things, Jeff, that just drives me insane.
This is what causes the lefty press. The whole things to blow up. I mean, things like this quickly blow up. I mean, when they think that, see, that the trouble is the before the police enter that mosque, they're going to have to take their shoes. They're going to have to put special socks on and all that crap, and they still probably won't be able to arrest him under something that the imam says no, or something like, you can imagine it, Dave. You can imagine it. My goodness me. You know, this is Sharia compliance zone they're in, Dave. You know, unbelievable.
Of course, it's
ridiculous.
I'd like
to know this young man was at. Did you say it was a young man, Dave? Or you not sure?
Right now, there are no details, man. Just what I read you really are all the details.
Hey,
Dave,
when we were in the show, what's been going on? 6 stabbings yesterday, I think, or day before, 2
sure.
more deaths yesterday, 1 today, 2 today now, 2.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like the Wild West, because you used to use guns, Dave. At least it was more dignified. I mean, you know, draw on me, bang. You know, that was the way it used to be. But it's worse than that, Dave. You know, it's just out of control. It seems everything's totally out of control. What can you do when you're
this
in a situation
is very
like that? Civil unrest, but
this
here, there, and every bloody where, mate. But
very
if there's any info,
Chicago,
any more
Jeff.
Info on that, Dave? Keep us informed of. Breaking story, please, buddy.
We'll try and look at it. We'll try and look at it. You know, I'm keeping an eyeball on the clock here, Jeff, obviously. And we'll try and look at it one more time before we hit the break. Or, you know, before we hit a break. Before we close the show. so many things going on. But, Jeff, in looking, for the Brexit thing, I didn't even scroll down to this. And here we go again, guys. This has nothing to do with Brexit, but this shows you where Labour's heads are at. You think the Tories are bad? This is Labour. They've got an exclusive here. I'm just going to read the headline. Labour Council candidate is revealed as one of 3 former party members arrested on suspicion of hate crimes over leaked anti-Semitism dossier. So there it is, guys.
Was she in Parliament with one of these tags on? You know these that you use to know, want to know where you are? She was wearing a tag today in the House of Commons. Can you believe this crap? You can't make this stuff up, Dave. She was back there to do her votes with a tag. Got no respect? She's a criminal.
No,
they're letting a criminal there to vote. I do not get that, Dave. I really...
It's insane, man.
It really does.
It is. You would think that the Parliament and the United States Constitution, because we've got people who have been convicted criminals in our own Congress. You would really think that these legislative bodies would say, you know what, we have dignity. We're supposed to be here representing the people. We can't have this kind of thuggery going on here. I'm sorry, you're going to have to resign. But no, they let them back in, because it served their purpose. Now, I'm just going to look at this, real quick here. Oh my God, man, Jeff, this will make you sick. Okay, this is another headline here. Fawning European newspapers tell Speaker John Bercow he is, quote, an idol, unquote, to many as he pays tribute to the influence of wife Sally, even though she had an affair with his cousin. Oh, God. Jeff, that's the guy.
It's like that reading out the Muslim Gazette, isn't it, Dave?
What the hell? Yeah, man, my God. And that's supposed to be the pinnacle of leadership in the United Kingdom? Holy shit, man.
Well, sadly, it does reflect our politics, and that's what I said. I despise them all, Dave. I really do. It's a den of deceit and evil. It really is, man. What we've been talking about for ages.
You know what, man?
That's why I'm laughing, because it's so bad. It's so bad, Dave. I hope there's people out there. Come on, we got to sort this out. We can't have these idiots. We can't have people, criminals, going into Westminster and voting an MP. Oh, my God. Something else that made me laugh today is the way that nine of your Republicans there who got stuck into, what's his name? Begins with S. Shithead. No, not shit. What's his, the slimy one.
Yeah.
The one that looks like a weasel. What's his name?
Jeff, you're going to have to
narrow that down, man.
Washington is full of them. Oh, you mean Schiff? Is that who you're talking about, brother?
Shifty Shift, yeah.
Okay.
They laid in with. But he tried to do a rebuttal that he needs to resign, doesn't he? He still says he's got the proof, but no one's ever seen what he's got. But he says he's got it.
He says he's got it. Everybody over here on this side of the pond, Jeff, is saying, okay, you got proof. Let's see it. Let's have it. Release it. And they're not releasing it.
Put up or shut up.
Exactly, man. They got nothing. They got dick. That's all they've got. Sorry, folks, but they've got nothing.
Even your president said about him, what a disgrace he is. I mean, to actually have your president speaking out, and also about Smollett, whatever his name is. He talked out about that as well. Now, it proves how engaged he is with what's going on around him, that president. He's not sits in his ivory tower. He's definitely got a feel of exactly what's going on across the country, isn't he? He really has, and I mean, that does make a change, isn't it? To actually be mentioning, that's how serious it is, isn't it?
Well, I've got two more headlines here. One of them is a little bit hopeful, and the other one is going to send you right up like a rocket, man. One of them.
You like my blood pressure going through the roof, don't you, old son?
Gentlemen. the first one is a little bit hopeful. They've got labor in turmoil as 45 MPs defy the whip and refuse to back a plan for a second referendum. That that's been a big labor thing, right? As the Commons votes down eight options for Brexit. Now that's the hopeful one. The other one, and Jeff, you and I have been talking about this. Jan's been talking about this. This evil spud has had his eye on number 10 for a long time. Listen to this one. Is this the Stop Boris Tory leadership dream ticket? Sajid Javid's team are trying to convince Michael Gove, oh my God, to stand aside and accept being chancellor to install the Saj, that's what they're calling the guy, in number 10. So Javid is going right for number 10. Jeff, just as you said,
we knew
that
he would, though, Dave. We was waiting to bide his time. Put it this way, whether he thinks it's going to happen or not, the country's in turmoil at the moment. We're ready for tomorrow.
Oh,
But anything that would happen, I could see that this country would just go up like a tinderbox. I do not believe that he's got a chance. Oh, don't they really care, Dave?
Mouth of God's ears, brother.
They pass caring. They just do what they like and stuff the consequences. Is this what they're all about? Maybe they think they got a better bottle because they got foreign troops on our shores on the 30th, the day after the Liberation Day, Dave. Is that what it is? They feel rather brave today or something? You know, as I say, they start their peril. Anything happens to any of our Brexiteers, any of our men or women, by foreign entities, whoever they might be, we guarantee that they think that they'll be safe. They won't be safe. You go picking up arms and pointing and shooting at people, our people, by the command of our government, woe betide you. I promise you, the people will not allow you to pick up arms, bear arms against us. Oh, you, this is foreign soil to you. Maybe the traitors in 10 Downing Street and those in Parliament allow you. But you do anything like that, we're the people. We'll command exactly what goes on if you do something like that. And it won't have nothing to do with these politicians. They will be hiding under their desks or they'll fly out of the country. Dave, that's what I feel. Anything sort of goes on with foreign troops on our shores, then whatever we said when we're talking quiet, trying to keep things calm, that's all gone out the window, isn't it, Dave? Let's be honest. No way.
Will
we stand by and let that happen.
And the thing is, you know, again, this is the deal, you know, that some people don't understand. Okay, certainly the politicians don't. If you want the country to come to a grinding halt, then deny the people and ignore them because they'll make sure you don't ignore them anymore. You know, they
sure
will. You know, again, you won't be able to get anything through. You know, and just deny people Brexit and see what happens because it won't be pleasant. But Jeff, I'm looking here.
Well,
they'll never
get a chance to step foot in maybe the elections have come a bit quicker. But they or the Labour Party, any of those involved, won't have anything to do with it because people like ourselves. We'll let you know. We're going to vote for UKIP. We're going to blow you out. There are going to be millions and millions and millions of people, and you won't be able to sway it because we will totally wreck everything. It'll be totally wrecked because we're going to vote UKIP, and you are going to be the lower end of any sort of parties that you want to put together. But we've had enough. We've all had enough. The people's had enough, haven't they, Dave? You know, that's where it comes down to. I know, Dave, if it's you, you'd be saying exactly the same thing. We can't put up with this crap. At least you've got guns. I mean, we haven't got no guns. But, you know, okay, we'll fight with pickaxes and shovels and, you know, days of old were nice with bold, Dave, isn't it? You know?
Well, you know,
and of course, there's a hell of a lot more of us than them. A hell of a lot more. So, no matter what troops they put on the streets to try to to go up against the... I can't see any of our British soldiers doing that. Just to give a call out to all of our troops out there. God bless you guys, which you do. And we know where you stand. We won't say nothing on the air tonight. We know where you stand, boys, and we've always been behind our military. It's the way it's always been. And we know how bad that you've been treated. We know from the days of the Northern Ireland thing, 30 years ago, we got soldiers now who've been pulled in to go to court over that. None of the RA, they've all been let off scot-free. All those crimes right. they did, one of our soldiers has been brought to trial. And we don't forget you, guys. That's what I'm saying. With you. You are us. We're you. So don't ever forget that. And I know that that never happened. Our souls, that boys wouldn't... I could never see it, Dave. I couldn't see it. But then again, special forces, anything like that, the soldiers on command of the Prime Minister, you don't know how certain groups are going to act, the covert groups, do you, Dave? I mean, that's it. That's a danger. As I know the last time when we went to the storm the gates, I mean, I know there was an SAS was being flown in, squadron of them. They broke through the gates, and we talked about this on one of our other shows.
Yes,
that they were ready
yeah.
to engage with, and they'd have had permission to engage and try to take us down. So it goes to show you, but we don't know. It never happens. It's just pure speculation. It's not going to happen because I can't see it. I really can't, because that would be the worst thing. That'd be the worst thing, wouldn't it, Dave? People would go berserk, wouldn't they? But it's just purely speculation, guys. Just don't worry. It's just me. It's nothing to do with the EDL or anything like that. It's just me speaking some of me deep thoughts there, you know. I don't sit back and listen to going, interesting boys there, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just looking, Jeff, to see if there's anything new about this breaking news.
Oh, really?
The only thing really I can find is that the victim was found with stab wounds in a housing block in Cunningham Place, Westminster, at about 6:15 today. He was treated at the scene with help from London Ambulance Service paramedics, but later died in hospital. So it must have been a pretty bad stabbing,
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as you say, Jeff, you know, it's really getting to be chaos. It's getting to be as bad in London with the knife attacks. And let's not forget the acid attacks. They're still going on. It's getting to be as bad with that as
it is in Chicago.
You haven't
had too many of the acid attacks lately, unless that's been a low-profile thing, Dave. I haven't heard too much about them. It was like a sporadic thing, wasn't it, with the acid attacks, but as I say, Dave, it might be going on, but they might just be, it might be just kept out the news.
State-run
bloody newspapers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could well be right, Dave. You could be well be right that it's going on. But
they will do that.
It's a really, really bad time, I've got to admit. Yeah, we've had... growing up, like, you know, we had times, days of mods and rockers, Dave, oh, I was part of a mod, like, you know.
Sure, yeah.
But not like this. No one wanted to kill one another, this, that, and the other. It weren't like that. It was just a big punch-up. It was fisticuffs, you know what I mean? You know how it was, Dave. You look through history. You know, we've always been a nation of, I suppose, tribe. You could say we're rather tribal. It must be the Celts in us or something like that, Dave. But we've always been on the tribal thing. I suppose it goes back to the old Anglo-Saxon days. I mean, I'm an old Anglo-Saxon man, I call myself. When people say, you know, I say, yeah, I'm an Anglo-Saxon man.
Thanks
for the update. So that was about 6:15, so that was quite a few hours ago. Sadly, you know, once again, another death. another death day.
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to end or is it just going to deteriorate? You know, it looks like it's just speeding up, doesn't it? It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't understand it. It's just out of control. It seems that they just lost it. They just don't know what to do, Dave. And, you know, they're not going to say it, but it's quite obvious that I think they have lost control. It looks that way.
Oh.
You know, they just, as you say, you come across that. It's breaking news. I mean, but it was breaking news earlier on in the day of another person who stabbed to death. I think that's two in a day today, don't you?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know.
Well,
it's like living in the Chicago. I don't know. It's more shootings than anything, isn't it? But
it is.
This is brought to be one of the dangerous places to. I will take to anybody now. I mean, any of that. My dear tourists and American friends. I mean, it's so dangerous over here, and I wouldn't stop people. There's certain parts of the country you can get, especially up my end of the country. Suffolk is really, really nice around here. Apart from the two mosques that they've four. I think we've got about four mosques in Ipswich now, Dave, I think. One was one of these little centre things, and now they've got another pub that they're going to transform into not a mosque, but it is a mosque. They said it wasn't going to be a mosque, and then it was leaked out. Yes, it was going to be a mosque. I mean, this is how they do it. Oh, the lies, the deceptions of the people. You know, we're going to have a mass. A groom rape been going on around by the Ipswich in the not too long. We've already had a certain cases. If you look at the statistics, Dave, you'll come across Ipswich on the list. But this is the time we live. I mean, we've got political correctness. It's the reason why things are out of control. I think I do blame a lot of it onto that. That perception of things, and I always have done. The country's not running how it should be. We haven't got the discipline out there. There's no backbone. There's what they've been breeding into our society, a lot of thugs. And of course, they've tried to take the Bible out of schools now, so you didn't have that sort of thing. That's when you get. It is, Dave. That's when they try to take God out of the country. It's when society breaks down, isn't it, Dave? It does seem like they try to take God out of our country, and he knows it. You know, if you believe in that, you know, it's a tragedy. You know, a great Christian nation as we was to see the. See it fall into decline. It is a great nation, you know, the United Kingdom. We'd be lucky to be called to be a United Banana Republic soon, Dave. It's tragic.
Yeah.
This is my country. I can't believe I'm talking about my country in that way.
But you know what, Jeff?
I still die for my country. Sorry, Dave. I'm not
going to. And no reason to apologize, man. You know, we've got like 11 minutes left in the show, and I'm just saying
that. I didn't see the clock ticking down. All of a sudden, it runs away with us. But, Dave, we've got to thank you for tonight. And, of course, thank you for this really sad, breaking story once again. That's a tragedy, isn't it? But I've got to thank you, Dave, especially for the slides. And this Charlie's just perked up. She's just heard a lot. You know, she's just
perked up. That's our executive producer, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. And also the script as well, the great work. And I'm sure you'll be very close to your TV tomorrow to see. Well, hopefully you can pick it up, or Facebook or something like that. There'll be a lot of links out there, Dave. I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to get my links from, but if you go to my page at the time of the day, Dave, you know, I'm trying to see if I can find one of these web things, live web page going on or something like that. then I'll do is I find something like that and I'll put it on my Facebook page, which anybody knows me, you know where to go to. You find my page and I'll be putting it all over on the different pages, and I know Dave will as well. So, yeah, we'll be, as I say, Dave, just before we start winding up, I want you to tell everybody, you just done another one of your great shows this week, didn't you, Dave? Pretty awesome. Do you like to tell people where they can catch up with you, Dave, during the week?
Right. Well, Jeff, now please check out everybody. Please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. That runs through SHR Media. My show times are 1 p.m. Eastern in the United States, Monday through Friday, and I have new shows on at midnight. I also run through the Western Free Radio Network, and this show this time is about how you can make some assumptions. People always say, oh, don't assume anything. Yeah, you can assume some things, and there are some things that you can assume in that show. Goes against the convention of wisdom, but that's one of the things that I do, so please check that out. And Saturday, I've got a show that's an expansion of a conservative bite I played here on this show. It's going to be called 10%, so look out for that one coming on at Saturday at midnight Eastern. And, I just want to say, I pray for the safety and that it is a good and effective rally for all of the patriots and the Brexiteers who are going to be there tomorrow in London. And for all of those who are heading into there, because we know you're going to run into some opposition as well. So, as my Mexican friends would say, vaya con Dios, go with God, be blessed and be safe. And, to all the patriots everywhere, be blessed and no surrender ever. Back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you very much, David. I was just trying to find something's gone up there. What's going on? Sorry, Dave, something's gone on there unexpectedly. Oh, God.
Oh.
What am I doing?
Well, Jeff.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Well,
yeah, something came up there unexpectedly. It just opened up wrong. Oh, where's my page gone, Dave?
Yeah, I know how that stuff can get, Jeff. I do know how that can get. Yeah, let me, if you'd like to play us out, I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get back into the studio. I just hit something and it took me right off the page and I've just got back in. Dave, can you see if you can find the Templars? I want to play us out with the Templars over today. Can you find that, Dave, for me? That's what I was looking at.
Okay,
I hit the wrong button.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me take a look, Jeff.
Might be Jeff's song.
Well, let's see. I do have it, Jeff. And if you want to play us out with that,
you go ahead and
talk us out and just give me the cue, man. And I can start playing it. Okay.
Okay, Dave. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be following very closely. Tomorrow's is our Brexit Liberation Day. Me and myself and Dave will be watching very closely to see how things progress during the day. It'll be from about 4 till 7 that the main, what's going on will be going on. But me and Dave will be back Sunday to have a debriefing about it. So for myself, Dave, from Jan, who does great works, who's been a bit busy today, we will see you again this Sunday. So you take care, and if you're going tomorrow, just all go in together and you come out together. You let them know that we're not putting up with this crap. Okay, guys, be safe, travel safe, God bless you, no surrender ever. With that, Dave, can you play us out, buddy?
All right, Jeff, here we go. God bless everybody.
20-30 seconds out, but yeah, that was the Templars Oath, ladies and gentlemen. Such an important time in our history, I thought it's quite appropriate to play us out. It means a lot to me, that tune, and like a lot of us who thinks like I do, it's very important oath, the Templar's Oath. And I play that to all you great Brexiteers, a lot of our EDLers out there. God bless you all, guys. We will prevail. We will be victorious. It's written. It's written somewhere. I know it is. We've got to be. So, for myself and Dave, we'll be back again this Sunday. Be a lot to talk about. Go and see you guys. We'll have a show, won't we, Dave? We'll have a good show or what? It's going to be amazing. But I've got to thank everybody listening on whatever devices you listen on. I know a lot of you, different time zones, and you pick up the shows on different times of the day. So I hope that what we've, with the show that we had this tonight, goes to speak about a lot of things that's going on, especially what's going over here. So, once again, Dave, thank you very much for everything you've done this evening. And thank you for the breaking news as well. Unfortunately, sad breaking news of one person that had been stabbed not too far from a mosque, and the perpetrator behind it running into a mosque, ladies and gentlemen. That's a bit rather suspicious in itself. But there you go. It's where we are today. So, let's just bring that down there. Yeah. Okay, so once again, this is the English Defence League radio show. We're signing off for tonight, but we'll be back again this Sunday. If you're going to the our Liberation Day, Brexit Liberation Day, stay safe, travel safe. God bless you all. Godspeed. And me and Dave will... Well, we won't see you Sunday, but we'll have the radio show this Sunday. So, good night, all. See ya soon. Bye-bye.